word of God's speed, which you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon the Word of God found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, in the Holy Bible, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly, meaning clearly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and prayer and giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be saved and awakened. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading Ezekiel chapter 2. Verse 1 reads, "And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee. And thou doest dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Ezekiel chapter 2. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it. Lest Ezekiel should be lifted up with the abundance of the revelations, he is put in mind that still he is a son of man, a weak mortal creature, as Christ usually called himself the Son of Man. It was also an honorable distinction. Ezekiel's posture showed reverence, but his standing up would be a posture of greater readiness and fitness for business. God will speak to us when we stand ready to do what he commands us. As Ezekiel had not strength of his own, the Spirit entered into him. God is graciously pleased to work in us whatever he requires of us. The Holy Spirit sets us upon our feet by inclining our wills to our duty. Thus, when the Lord calls upon the sinner to awake and attend to the concerns of his soul, the Spirit of life and grace comes with the call. Ezekiel is sent with a message to the children of Israel. Many might treat his message with contempt, yet they should know by the event that a prophet had been sent to them. God will be glorified and his word made honorable, whether it be a savor of life unto life, or of death unto death. Those who will do anything to purpose in the service of God must not fear men. Wicked men are as briars and thorns, but they are nigh unto cursing, and their end is to be burned. The prophet must be faithful to the souls of those to whom he was sent. All who speak from God to others must obey his voice. The discoveries of sin and the warnings of wrath should be matter of lamentation, and those acquainted with the word of God will clearly perceive it is filled with woe to impenitent sinners, and that all the precious promises of the gospel are for the repenting, believing servants of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life for the glory of God. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Now, first of all, and most importantly, don't forget, if you have never done so, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a fuller presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six